Hello, my name is Wesley Wofford. I'm the sculptor of the Beacon of Hope, the statue where you are currently standing. I just wanted to point out a couple of special things about the statue for you to discover as you walk around it. This is an origin story statue of Harriet Tubman. So Araminta Ross was born an enslaved child here in Dorchester County, and there was an event in the Bucktown General Store where she was hit in the head with a 2-pound weight, and I invite you to find the 2-pound weight lying at her feet. And in that moment, she was knocked unconscious, and she attributes that event to her future visions. She also attributes that event to becoming Harriet Tubman. So this sculpture is about the young Araminta Ross having her first vision, and the vision is of her future self, giving her the inner strength to forge her own destiny. Look for the key. There's a generational key, and it's also a key that will unlock the shackle on her arm. There's lots of symbolism built into the piece, but it's meant so that it can be reinterpreted by the viewers and their own perspectives. I invite you to use your own perspectives to find something meaningful in the sculpture that directly relates to you. The other part of the story of this statue is that Harriet Tubman used the North Star to navigate out of Cambridge to freedom, and she later became that North Star for others to follow. Thus, the transformation of her hand into the North Star via the symbol of a rose compass. And so she becomes a symbol of strength that we can all draw from 200 years later.